Sharon McKillop, Sharon, Sharon, McKillop, McKillop, date of birth is 4/18/1941. This is for date of service, 10/31/2022. Mrs. McKillop is an 81-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation of her hypothyroidism. She was diagnosed with hypothyroidism in 2020. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, GERD, restless leg syndrome, degenerative joint disease, and atrial fibrillation. The patient reports symptoms of occasional heart palpitations. She denies any dry skin, fatigue, or mood swings. She reports that she's lost about 30 pounds over the last few years, and she's been working on it. She reports some thinning hair. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. The patient has a history of a multinodular goiter, and she was seen by Dr. Aldebog previously for this. She was previously on thyroid medication, but she's not taking this anymore. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, we will order a current thyroid ultrasound to assess her thyroid gland. I noted a palpable thyroid nodule on the right side. She was previously followed by Dr. Aldebog for this. Next number, I will also order baseline thyroid labs, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. She was previously on thyroid hormone replacement. However, she's been off of thyroid hormone replacements for over a year. Next number, for her hypercalcemia, these labs seem to be consistent with primary hyperparathyroidism, and her last calcium was elevated at 10.6. And we will check this in relation to a parathyroid hormone level. Her last parathyroid hormone level was 46 in the setting of a serum calcium level of 10.5 milligrams per deciliter. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.